Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will cover some winter weather tips, along with covering all the upcoming extension programming. But first, did you know that farming is one of the most demanding and unpredictable professions, often marked by long hours, physical labor, and constant pressures of weather, market fluctuations, and rising production costs? For many in agriculture, these challenges can lead to significant stress that, when left undressed, can negatively impact mental and physical health. Seeking help is critical in breaking the stigma and ensuring farmers will have the tools and support to weather their unique challenges and maintain their overall health and well-being. Stress and mental health issues often manifest as physical symptoms like heart problems, sleep issues, and weakened immunity. Sustained high levels of stress can lead to depression, anxiety, fatigue, and other triggers that cause serious actions. In Kansas, approximately one person dies by suicide every 16 hours. K-State Research and Extension has a stress and resiliency team that provides educational information about stress and stress management, or one's ability to adapt positively to difficult experiences. Areas of focus include all types of stress and general mental health, because stress impacts all of us, regardless of demographics. If you or someone you know has mentioned or is experiencing out-of-the-ordinary thoughts or behaviors and needs assistance, please reach out to us here at the Extension Office, where we can get in contact with the Stress and Resiliency Team. In my ag news, stay safe out there. It's always the theme in agriculture, but January and February are the coldest months of the year and often bring extreme weather conditions that can be a challenge to agricultural workers who work outside in the elements. Falls, slips, and trips continue to be one of the leading causes of workplace injuries, and although falls and slips can happen anytime, extra precaution is required during these winter months. Hypothermia is real, especially for those who work outside for extended periods of time. Safety experts suggest that clothing should be worn in layers to retain body heat. However, how and what type of layers these clothes are made of is important. At least three layers is recommended. Cotton and other breathable synthetic fiber should be the first and basic layer. Wool or down is considered for the middle layer. And the third or outer layer should be composed of a material that will block the wind, such as a nylon outer shell found in many ski jackets. Portable heaters are often used as heat sources in many shops and barns. Portable heaters are one of the most common causes of poisoning and structural fires. If heaters are used in confined spaces, always remember that ventilation is required to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning. Additionally, the areas where heaters are used should be checked for combustible materials, and heaters should never be left unattended. Having a cold weather list to follow this time of year is very important, including outside faucets and livestock waters, checking antifreeze strength, and treating your fuel and diesel engines. Allowing a little more time to complete projects is often needed to ensure safety for everyone. In my wheat news, mark your calendar now for the upcoming seminar on March 12th at the Great Plains Corporate Office in Salina. This program is part of the Wheat RX, a partnership between Kansas Wheat and the K-State Research and Extension to relay the latest research recommendations for high-yielding and high-quality wheat to Kansas wheat farmers. Speakers will discuss variety selection, weed control, disease management, soil fertility, and more. Attendees will also get to visit Great Plains Ag by touring its Salina facility and learn about a new project between K-State and the Kansas Wheat Commission to help growers benefit from ongoing government and private conservation programs. This effort includes a series of extension programs. For more information about this event, including registration details, visit us here at the Extension Office. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.